Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a four-day visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman from the 15th of this month. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to Jordan at the invitation of the King of Jordan, Abdullah II bin Al Hussein. On the 16th of this month, Mr. Modi will proceed to Ethiopia, which will be his first visit to that country. In the final leg of his visit, beginning on the 17th of December, the Prime Minister will reach Oman at the invitation of Oman's Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. This will be Prime Minister Modi's second visit to Oman. President Draupadi Murmu will visit the Nupi Lal Memorial Complex in Imphal today to pay her respect to the brave women warriors of Manipur, acknowledging their historic contribution to the state. She will then proceed to Senapati, where she will address a public gathering and lay foundation stones and inaugurate projects aimed at boosting development in the district. The president arrived in Imphal yesterday afternoon on a two-day visit to the state. She laid the foundation stone and inaugurated various projects worth 1,387 crore rupees in Imphal last evening. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav has declared the state free of naxalism following surrender of two Maoists in Balaghat district. He said this became possible due to the determination to eliminate naxalism from the country by 2026 under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the guidance of Union Home Minister Amit Shah. The Chief Minister was addressing a program organized under the Rehabilitation to Rejuvenation campaign related to the surrender of Naxalites in Balaghat via video conference from Bhopal. Naxalites Deepak and Rohit surrendered at the Central Reserve Police Force camp in Korka under Birsa Police Station area of Balaghat district yesterday. The 30th International Film Festival of Kerala, or IFFK, will begin in Thiruvananthapuram today with the opening film Palestine 36 by Anne Mary Jessier. Palestine 36 has earned wide acclaim and won the Best Film Award at the Tokyo International Film Festival. Kerala State Chalchitra Academy, the organizer of the event, said that the festival, that is to be held from 12 to 19th of December, is set to offer an 8-day visual feast of contemporary and historical cinema. We have more from our correspondent.
For the next 8 days, Thiruvananthapuram will be immersed in the spirit of the film festival. A total of 206 films from 82 countries spread across 26 categories will be screened until December 19. Today, 11 films will be shown at various venues. In the international competition section, 5 films from different countries competing for Suvarna Chakoram and Rajata Chakoram awards will also be screened today. Midhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Bangladesh's deposed Premier Sheikh Hasina's Awami League has demanded a neutral caretaker government to hold free and participatory general elections. The party has rejected the poll schedule announced by what it called the illegal government's illegal election commission. Bangladesh Chief Election Commissioner AMM Nasiruddin has announced to hold the general elections on 12th of February. The interim government has banned all activities of the Awami League. In a statement posted on its social media handle, Awami League said it is now clear that the current occupying authority is entirely biased. The party said under interim government's control, it is impossible to ensure a fair and normal environment where transparency, neutrality and people's will can be reflected. Austria has passed a law banning headscarves in schools for girls under the age of 14. The measure will apply to girls in both public and private schools. The terms of the new law mean girls under 14 will be forbidden from wearing the traditional Muslim head covering such as hijabs or burqas. Parents would face fines ranging from 150 to 800 euros for repeated non-compliance. And moving on to sports now. In the FIFA E-World Cup 2025 featuring eFootball Mobile, India's Daniel Shakil Patel stormed into the quarterfinals as table toppers of Group B in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia yesterday. India will now face Malaysia in the quarterfinals today at 6:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Indian football's official YouTube channel will live stream the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.